parsha Yehuda and Tamar, after Aaron Onan passed away, Pasha says, "Vayomi Yehuda leTamar kalasos vi amanad beitavich aydidal shilav v'ni ki amar tanyamus damhu ke'afav v'tel Tamar v'teisha beitavich." Says Rashi, what was Yehuda's concern? Vi amar tanyamus mutzakasi zu shemusan hashahar. So Yehuda expressed a concern that Tamar was mutzakas to be the cause of the death of her husband. That's the din of katlonis that we have in the Gemara in Yavama Samachalis. So it sounds like Yehuda was concerned that Tamar had the status of a katlonis, and therefore he shouldn't allow her to marry Shelah and potentially cause the death of a third son. Now, interestingly, the end of the parsha, the end of the episode of the Aliyah, the prophet says, "Vayakir Yehuda vayomer sakami meni ki alkeinu nesati l'shev avini lo yasaf o l'data." Rashi puts two pshatim in the Gemara and Sota. What does it mean, lo yasaf o l'data? Either it means yesh omim lo hosif, yesh omim lo pasach. According to the second day, Yehuda and Tamar remained living together. They got married, but then apparently Yehuda was not concerned about the potential of katlanis. So what that will come back to, although the Gaon in Eben Ezra, beginning of Simon Tess, thinks that this Pshat in the Gemara and Sota is a raya to what we'll see in the position of the Rambam, which is a more limiting position as to the scope of the Yisr Kalanis. So before we explore a little bit about the parameters of Kalanis, let's just take a look at the comments of the Ramban on this first passage that we quoted. The Ramban on Ki Amar Penyamus, first page of Mar Mekamos, says Ramban, Kolomer Hayadochos Abekash, that Yehuda was just trying to push her away. He didn't really mean that when Shelah becomes of age, he would let Shelah marry her. Shaloi b'daitu latiyelo. That wasn't in the card. Ki amar penyamus gamhu ka'achav. Ki muktekas hizu shiyamusu neshalosh in Rashi. Says Ramban, v'lo yadaki lama yisbayish Yehuda hamoshel b'doro min ishazos. If that's true, that Yehuda was just pushing her away and didn't seriously mean that he would allow her to marry Shelah later, why didn't he just say so? What's he afraid of? V'lo yomer leha l'chila shalami v'ethik. Why didn't he just say, get out of here, what's nothing to do with you anymore? V'lami yitosav, why was he fooling her? V'yasur l'shelah, that's a din of kalonis, k'mo sh'amru, v'nesuim betrayz dimni havichazaka. So why did he just say it like it was? The ode, ki biyaso makbid al zinuneha l'chayvus asreifa, nir shayachatit ba liyosaveifa. The fact that he was concerned enough to propose to kill her because he thought she was being mizana means that he cared enough that he still wanted her in the family and was upset that she was being mizana. V'rochaku shelo shama Yehuda and it's unlikely that Yehuda was unaware of the sins of his children that would then have caused him to think that it wasn't really Tamar's fault, but their fault. Meaning he was aware that they sinned. So that wasn't part of the calculation. Then the Ramban says, V'nochem eina shaya shayla rayli abem. Really, Yibum was shayach here. Avol haratza aviv sheyabim esava denanar pen yechetaba kachiv yachav asher meitu b'nereim. He wanted him to do Yibum, that he seriously wanted to wait until Shelah was of age, and then he wouldn't fall prey to the same averos of Er and Onah. Okay, so this comment of the Ramban in his Hasagas of Sifrei Rashi we'll come back to a little bit later. Take a look at the Gemara in Yavamos Samach Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara towards the bottom of the Yomer quotes the Braisa that tell us from the bottom by Tanya, Nifes L'Rishon Ameis L'Sheni Ameis L'Shlishi Lo Tinasi Divi Rebbe. According to Rebbe, you hold that B'chol HaTorah Kula Chazaka is affected by two instances. So then once a woman is married to two husbands who die, she can't marry a third time. position that Chazak is established with three instances, not four, not two instances, and therefore she has three strikes before she's out and can't marry a fourth husband. Fine. What is the concern of Katlanis based on? Skip a couple lines. Only Mordechai Lervashi, Hafi Amar Dini, Mehagronia, Mishmei de Rabuna, Mayan Garim. So the first position in Amaroim is our concern that Mayan Garim, that there's some kind of STD transmitted from the woman that causes the death of the husband. Once it happens in a way that she's Muslekas Bakah, we don't allow her to remarry. Rashi Amar Mazlagarim, nothing to do with any physical transmission from the wife to husband, but it's a indication of bad mazel, which we'll have to define more precisely as we go on. My binai, what's an afternoon between Mayan Garim and Mazlagarim? Ige binayu the irsa umis. So one afternoon would be mina erisin. If there's erisin on the suin, so they haven't been together, there's no concern of Mayan Garim. But if it's bad mazel could take effect even in erisin. Inami, dinafa midiko umis. Or he fell off a tree and died. He fell off a ladder. So there, the death is clearly attributable to a certain accident. So it's not a function of Mayan Garim. It wasn't her fault. But Mazel Garim, so it could be that it was because of Dan Mazel that happened. Okay, and then the Maskan of the Gemara and the way we assume Lalacha is like Rebbe, that we are choshesh for kalanis even after two instances of a deceased husband, and then a woman would not be able to remarry a third time. Okay, what's the din if a kalanis does marry? In Nisei, do we say Teisei, does she have to get divorced? So that is a machlokes rishonim. Take a look at the Rambam, Parakaf Aleph Yisurebiya Halacha Lamed Aleph. Skip a few pages. Kaf Aleph Halacha Lamed Aleph. Isha Shenisei L'shnei Anashim L'meitu L'shlishi Lo Tinasei V'nisei Lo Teisei. So it's a L'chachila, they're not allowed to get married. If they did get married, he doesn't have to divorce her. That's the Rambam. Look back at the Rosh and Tzulis, Perek Dalid, the end of Simon Gimel, and the very first word on the second page of the Rosh here. V'yeyroeh, shekofenos olahotzi. So no, we force a man who marries a kalanis to divorce her. The chamira sakanta misura, that's a real bona fide sakana. V'kumoshim l'chuyavim bevdim l'hafish v'adim in avera. Just as Bezdin has an obligation to ensure that a person does not commit averos, the Bezdin also has responsibility to make sure that a person is safe and isn't doing something to endanger his life. Fine. Machlokas, Rambam, and Rush. Nukha Yosef says like the Rush as well, the Nukha Yosef there in Yavamas, Kaf Alf, Amid Alf, Adapi Ris, Kosa Ritva, Afal Gav, even if a person wants to marry a katlanis and take the risk upon himself, lo shavkilo, we don't allow him to do so. The isurahu, it's an iser, ubechlal shofeif dam hadam, that's considered a suicide or murder. And we force him to divorce her. The chayin ra'inu l'rabbeinu sha'asa maisa. Okay. So what's on Machlokas based on Machlokas Ramba versus Rush slash Nisiosa slash Rizva as to whether Nisa Tetef, a man marries a Kalanis, does he have to divorce her? So it sounds like that is based on what is the Chomer of the Isser Kalanis. So the Rush very clearly says, Chamir Zakata Misura, we're concerned about the guy's life, that this is a dangerous situation, and we don't allow people to enter into dangerous situations that a person does. You have to extract him from it. That's the Rush and the Ritva. However, the Rambam seems to have a less concerning approach to Kalanis. If you look back in the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Halacha Lamed Aleph, the Tesef Mishnah, quote a Tshuva to Rambam, the last third of the piece in the Ketzer Mishnah. First one on the line is the AFLP. That's what we said before that. About halfway down. Verbeinu Atma Kasa B'Tshuva Shlishit. So the Rambam himself writes in the Tshuva, Katlonis Ein Bo Isser. There's no actual technical Isser to marry a Katlonis. Aval Hu Meruchak, it's something to be distant. Al Sado Nichosh, Ba'apakad, Ba'timon, Sheyesh Barov Hashos, Sheyinosku Behem, Hagufos, Hakalashim. It's something akin to sorcery, some kind of unexplained fear, emotional concern that people have. So there's certain things that people avoid eating because they believe that they are dangerous, but they're not objectively usher. Right, it's not formally nichush, but it's colloquially nichush. But not in the halachic sense. Right? The Rama means a kind of colloquial nichush, not a formal halachic nichush. The alpha pishyesh vachamin shesovrim shelotina say, omim la. Im timsi mishi kadesh shafa lo nechayvenu lagarish. That if someone's willing to take the plunge and take the risk, then we won't force you to get divorced. So we wouldn't actually endorse it, but if someone did it, a clandestine wedding, eloped, and got married, so once there's Kedushin, so the guy gets two people together, says, Arayim is Kedushin, so you come to Edom, point to stop him, but then they're already married and execute a tshuva, have Shabbat brachos, and they can live happily ever after if he's willing to take the risk. Kenu Yosef Ben Yosef Ben Yisrael Balalachos Ben Yosef Ben Yosef Alevi Tamido Drifri Nidash Vesol Abad Machleim Tein Asinu Anasnu B'Mitzrayim Lahatir Ad Kamashon Rambam. The Rambam doesn't view Kavanis as a absolute formal Isser that you'd have to get divorced over. It's a recommendation which is more if people are concerned, so then that's something to take into consideration, but it's not absolutely up to. Right. Well, we'll see that even Mazel Garden there could be restrictions on. The summary showed in Mazel Garden is limited, so we'll get to that in a few minutes. But not necessarily. No, you could argue that you want to say if it's Mayan garment, if he doesn't die right away, so maybe it's something that a disease that takes time. Yeah. And that's theoretically possible. Okay. So, Lahalacha, the Mechaber basically quotes the Lashon HaRambam in Perek Tim and Tess in Ebenezer. Isha Shaniseis, Lishnea Nashim and Mesu, Loki Nasi Lishlishi, Shapar Hukta Kalios and Hashem Mesim, then Niseis Otesei. So the Mechaber quotes the Rambam and Niseis Lotesei. If you look in the Beis Shmuel, for Katan Beis, Beis Shmuel quotes the Rush, Yusolik, and the Rush, and Nisei Yosef. So the Mechaber so same like the Rambam, that in Niseis Lotesei. Now, in the Piskei Tshuva here in Tzitzkatan Beis, which we won't read inside because it's very tiny, but the Piskei Tshuva quotes from the Tshuva Me'ava, the Talmud, Chelek Aleph Siman Sadi Beis, that he thinks that maybe the Rambam actually agrees that if it's a Rishim Gamliel Katlan, someone who married three husbands who died, So then, even the Rambam would say, in Nisei Tetze, Mikra Din, because he suggests that maybe part of the calculation of the Rambam is that the Cholotar Kul, we assume like Rishon Galil, that Chazakas established it three times, now with two times. So the Chumrah here, to be Choshish for Rebbe for two times, so that's based on what the Rambam calls this kind of pseudo Nisosh. So once a woman's Mukzakas three times, so that's Cholotar Kul Chazaka, and that definitely more concerned about the equation. That's what he's going to do with quotes from the Tshuva Mi'ava. Then he also quotes in the Chasam Sofer, Simon Kaf Gimel, that when the Rambam says, in Nisei, Flo Tetze, that's only if you didn't ask the Shaila. So in the case that was described, that you go ahead, you don't ask, you get married, you never ask the Shaila, so then Flo Tetze. But if you ask the Shaila, and the psak is don't get married, and you accept that psak, and then you get married anyway, so then that's an indication that the fact that you asked the shayla indicates that you're makbid about these things. If you're not someone who cares about this kind of pseudo nikush and concerns, and you're willing to take the risk, okay. But the fact that you asked the shayla means that it's on your radar screen that this is a concern. But if you asked the shayla, the psak was given, and then you go ahead and get married anyway, so then maybe even the Rambam would agree in these safe cases. Okay. Now, the Gemara, as we saw, has two nafkaminas between Mayim Gorim and Masel Gorim. One was Mina Erisin. Then the Rusa, there's no Mayim Gorim to speak about, but Masel, you could fill up their Masel. And the second nafkamina was the guy who falls off a ladder, falls off a tree. So they're also, you can't argue Mayim Gorim, because we know why the guy died. But Mazel Gorim, it's supposed to be a bad Mazel. So the interesting thing is that both of those nafkaminas fall in the same direction. Usually you would have expected, if the Gemara has two shitas and wants to bring two nafkaminas, you'd bring a nafkamina in either direction. Here both nafkaminas are in the same direction, that these are situations where according to Mazel Gorim it would be Aser, according to Mayan Gorim it would be Musar. Is the tshuva of the Tzemach Tzedek Lubavitch, Evin Ezer Simon Kazayin, who points this out. And he was talking about a shayla of a woman who married husband number one. Husband number one was determined to have had a terminal illness before they even got married. And then he married husband number two. She married husband number two. And husband number two divorces her. Husband number two is ill. He divorces her, and he says, if I survive, then we'll get remarried. If I don't survive, then we're divorced, so at the time that I die, you're not married to me, and you won't be prohibited from marrying someone else, because I won't be kalanis, since I already divorced you at the time that I died. So he says, if the concern is Mazel Gorim, so then you could argue, okay, so Lemaisa, she was a grusha from the second husband at the time that the husband died. So then it's not her mazel, because they were married. But if it's Mayan Garam, so if her concern that maybe she transmitted some disease to him, so as long as they're married at some point, she could have transmitted the disease that caused him to die, even if they were divorced at the time of death. So, yeah, you could, I'm sorry? You could go both ways. We could go both ways on the Mazel. Yeah, the Mazel could go both ways. So that's how he presents it. He says, the fact that both Nafkaminas and the Gemara are in the direction of Mazel Garam and not of Mayan Garam, so maybe that indicates that we actually popped in Mayan Garam. So that in his case, if he popped in Mazel Garam. So if he passed in Mazel Garam, so then she would still have the status of a Kalan. Then he says, not necessarily Bechreach, the fact that the Gemara gave two Nafkamina, okay, so the Gemara could have given other Nafkamina, it's not a Rai Mufrachas, that indicates that we pass in Mazel Garim as opposed to Mayan Garim. Shuvah Nod Vihuda, also quite on the fifth issue over here, Nod Vihuda Kama Simintes, says another possible Nafkamina, Lakula, based on the Svara of Mazel Garam. there's a Shuvas Arash that the Shmuel references here in Sifatin Aleph. Take a look, the Shmuel Sifatin Aleph. So the Ramah here adds Onis Arsa. Right, Erisin was the other nafkamina of the Gemara between Mazel Garam and Mayim Garam, that if the husband dies, Mina Erisin, there's no Mayim Garam, there is Mazel Garam. Excuse me. So it says the Vishmuel, Onis Arsa, on that line of the Ramah, did Kaimalan Mazel Garam. Right, so the Ramah adds an Onis Arsa to indicate that we passed the Mazel Garam. Mishem Hachi, the Eza Nisa Shemes, Afil Alad Machmasoli, Nikrei Salonis. So then, however the guy dies, he falls off a ladder, that's also Kalanis. Pirish Harash, what's Mazel Garim? Hainu Parnasa, Lasiha Mazel, the Isha Zu Mazala Ra, Umesu Anashashala, Kidei Shetichya Bitar. So the Shuvas Harash says, what's the Mazel Garim? That the woman's Mazel is she should be poor. So usually, a husband supports a wife. So the fact that the husband died, that's because of her mazel, their mazel, that she was destined to be poor, and she won't have a husband to support her. That's what it means, mazel garim. So it says in Oz Yehuda, that's the case, Mi'ata Niomer, Shezeb Istam Noshim. That's a normal woman, or average woman. Aval Be'isha She Eishes Chayil. So anu roim shagam arka misa sanashaha himatlacha samasa mata. But if a woman's independently wealthy, umitpernesa shalobitar, and she has no problem making ends meet, azvadish emazalagorim laniyas. So it's clear that she doesn't have a bad mazel to make her poor, because she's well off anyway. Yemk misa sanashaha laval yadahu. So the Nozvi Huda says it's a possible tzadlukula. He says this is halach v'lolamaisa. He's not willing to lechatil paskin this way, but he says he can entertain that if the mazel garm is really the mazel of parnasa, and the woman has independent parnasa anyway, so then it's clear that it's not her mazel that causes the husband to die, and that's not a problem of kavana. So even though the Nozvi Huda says he wouldn't rely on this lechatila, but if someone wants to rely on it, yesh lo al mi lismo. Now the issue in the Ramah is that the Ramah in the first parenthetical on this Arsa paskins that you have Katlanis even in Eretin, which is an indication that Mazel Garim. And then if you will look at the end of the Halacha, the Ramah writes, Yesh Omrim, Dafka in Nesu Nisa Asma, Abba Nerag Echamehen, O meis the dever, o nafu le meis, the chadome, ain't no club. But if he dies in an accident of some sort, then that's not going to create katlanis. So that's like mayan garam. So lechein rabbi makilim bedvarim elu, the ain mochin bideyim. And that's what he says, Minaga Olam, or many are makel about this. That's assuming that Mayan Garam, if it's Mayan Garam, then anytime there's an accident, clearly not Mayan Garam, and there's no Isra Kalan. So the Chokas Bechokik here is bothered by this, what appears to be a Sira in the Ramah. Is it Mazel Garam, or is it Mayan Garam? There are various answers to that. You can look in the Otar Poskim, but we're a little limited in time, so let's move on. The Ramban that we started with indicates least that's the third Rashi. Rashi says that the concern of Yehuda with Tamar was a concern of Kavanis. So that sounds like there is an Isser Kavanis even for Malcolm Yibam, even where there's a possibility of a second Yibam, which could have been a mitzvah, assuming, as Ramban does in the Parsha, that there is Yibam called a Matan Torah. So then the fact that Yehuda didn't allow Shayla to be Miyabim for that reason indicates that even the Malcolm Nisri, Malcolm Yibam, there is an Isser Kavanis. And the Gaon in Sifkatan Beis here in Simitas assumes not that way. That the Malka Mitzvah, there is no Isser, there is no Isser Kavanah. In the Tzak of the Talmud of the Tiskei Din Rabbanayim, a number of years ago, Rabbi Sion Luz, who used to be Rebbe Karmi Avna, now he's on the Beit Din HaGadol. At the time he was on the Beit Din in Be'er Sheva. He was writes about, it was a 2014 Shula. He writes about a standard Kalanis case, a woman who was married in Argentina twice, in Argentina once, her husband died, then made Aliyah, second husband died, now she wants to marry a third time. So he deals with some of the standard other Kulas for Kalanis. For example, the Poskim discussed, because the Tshuva has, of course, the Akronim that discuss, is there an age limit for the concern of Kalanis? If someone dies at the age of 90, and they had a happy marriage for 60 years, hard to argue either Mayan Garim or Mazel Garim. So, different shitas among the Akronim as to where that age limit starts, 60, 70, 80, 90, but definitely, by 90, which was the case at hand that he was dealing with, then there's plenty to be made of that. That's not Mazel Garim or Mayan Garim. I mean, even many say after 60. And the other thing he discussed is that with Mazel Garim, the Eretz Yisrael changes the Mazel. So the first marriage was in fall, the second was in Eretz Yisrael. And maybe Eretz Yisrael's a different Mazel, you start the clock again. You start the clock for 10 years and that. So does he move that himself? Fine. Then he has the following interesting suggestion. Mazel Garim, he says this on his own, and he says he found some references to this in some Shulas, that Mazel Garim is where we have no other read on the situation. But if you're dealing with non-observant people, who violate Chil Shabbos and Isser Nida. So instead of arguing that the reason the husband died was because of Mazel Garim, maybe the husband died because he violated the Sivay Krisus. So that's no more of a rational explanation than any obscure Mazel Garim. So he says maybe that is the machlokas between Rashi and the Ramban. That Rashi, Ramban says, what do you mean, Rashi? Why was Yehuda trying to fool Tamar? Did he not realize that his son violated Averos and Rafuku Shalashama Yehuda Kibana Fatu Vishalkan Yatisha Ve'elan Tamar and Pei? So maybe that's exactly what Yehuda's going to focus. Was Yehuda aware that Aaron Onan violated Averas? If he was aware that they violated these Averas, so then he could have understood that that's why they died, and then he was Tamar. If he wasn't aware, so then he had the right to be concerned about Kavanah. And maybe that's what Tamar knew, and Tamar withheld. Not that the Noach Lola Adush Yapal Afal Kishin Eish Lola Yavim Penech Averas. So what Tamar wasn't Mabim Pnei Chaver is that she didn't reveal the sins of Erva Onan in a way that Yehuda would have understood that it wasn't her fault that they died. That's his suggestion maybe to understand the book in there, and that was Rashi Ramban. But that's a fascinating suggestion. He goes into the mix here. That right. Right, so that's precisely Zariah. If she didn't want to embarrass him, why did she hold up the Sultan's and seals? That's precisely the point. Because it wasn't she didn't want to embarrass him about that. She didn't want to embarrass Erev Ohanan. That's precisely what he says. Okay. Go.